This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Have you ever had a conversation with somebody who just kept interrupting you? It's infuriating. The prayer, the salah, is a conversation between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every station of the prayer is a part of that conversation. And so when a person is rushing through it and not giving every station its right, they're interrupting the conversation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once saw a man praying. And he told him, go back and pray because you didn't pray. And then the man came back after having prayed again. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, go back and pray because you didn't pray. And then the man came back again. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a third time told him, go back and pray because you didn't pray. Finally, the man said, I don't know how to pray other than this. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told him how to pray. And of the things that he mentioned is tranquility in every station of the prayer. That when you go into ruku', that you're tranquil in your bowing. When you prostrate, that you're tranquil in your bowing. And so this notion of presence in the prayer, this notion of tranquility and stillness in the prayer is a pillar of the prayer. So one of the things that we have to learn to give our prayer is tranquility, is presence, is focus, is stillness. When a person stands in front of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you are in conversation with your Lord. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that that Allah is turning towards you as long as you are turning towards Him. And if you turn away from Him, He turns away from you. This prayer was designed to be a source of help for us. Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah says, seek help in patience and prayer. This prayer was not gifted to us to be a burden on us. This prayer was gifted to us to be a source of aid for us. And so when I'm able to stand in front of Allah 5 times a day, it is a tool of transformation of my life, not just in the hereafter, but today. Every single one of us has problems. Every single one of us has desires. Every single one of us has goals and aspirations. And we knock on everybody's door to be able to acquire those things that we want, as well as to transform those things that we don't want. But we have an appointment 5 times a day with the one who we believe is not just the creator, but the controller of the universe. And so for me to stand in front of the King of Kings and to be absent-minded and to not be aware of what I'm saying is such a wasted opportunity. This prayer is an opportunity for me to transform my life in the short term, as well as, of course, on the Day of Judgment, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person may pray and only get a third of their prayer rewarded. A person may pray and may only get a fourth of their prayer accepted, or a fifth, or a sixth, or a seventh, or an eighth, or a ninth, or a tenth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person may pray for 60 years and not have a single prayer accepted. That's terrifying. A person may pray for 60 years and not have a single prayer of theirs accepted. Why? Because they don't complete their bowing, they don't complete their prostration. This course isn't about the fiqh of prayer per se, but it is about a single important and crucial element of the prayer, and that is presence of mind. The problem affects a person's dunya and definitely affects a person's akhirah. But how do we go about solving the problem? We go about solving the problem by learning how to have presence in salah. So you know, this notion of presence and focus is a skill that we all recognize to be incredibly valuable. How many times do we tell kids, pay attention, you need to focus, don't be distracted? But when do we actually teach them how to be focused? How to be present, how to not be distracted? And even as adults, we are demanded to be present in our prayers. But yet, most likely, we have been taught how to be present in our prayers. It's left to our own devices, or it's left to external factors. And so this course is designed for this purpose, to be able to teach you, to give you the tools to be able to enter into a state of flow when you enter into the salah, to have an experience of presence every time you enter into the salah, inshallah. So the inspiration to teach this course is I wanted to solve a problem that I have. I wanted to be very selfish about it and to figure out how I could prepare this material for my own benefit. But at the same time, I realized that it is a problem that the entire ummah suffers from. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told us that the first thing that would be lost from this ummah is presence in the salah. The first thing that this ummah would lose of the religion is presence in the prayer. And the last thing that would be lost is the salah itself. So between the presence being lost and the salah, which is the last fort hold of the deen that will remain, inshallah ta'ala, there is this huge gap of centuries. So we want to be able to learn how to be present in the prayer. The good news is we've all experienced a beautiful prayer. I don't want you to think that this is something that's far-fetched or something that's superhuman or it's something that a person has to have some sort of superhuman spirituality to be able to attain. No, we've all experienced a beautiful prayer. But what we're trying to do in this course is to be able to qualify it, to be able to measure it, and to be able to systemize it to the point where you know what works for you and that you have the self-awareness of yourself to be able to create that prayer internally whenever you want, inshallah. You know, being able to have a beautiful prayer is something that is so attainable, but at the same time, it's challenging. It's attainable in the sense that every single one of us can do it. The Prophet ﷺ says, for example, in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, he says that whoever of you makes wudu, like I make wudu, and then prays two rak'ahs that are undistracted, just two rak'ahs that are undistracted, two units of prayer that are undistracted, all of their previous sins are forgiven. It's so valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's so accessible, but being able to attain it requires a process that you have to go through. And that's what this class is about. This is a course that's been tried and tested on site, alhamdulillah, as well as online, in live stream format. And people have gone through the process, and alhamdulillah, people have told me of the incredible transformations that they've been able to do. But the way that the course is going to work is that you are going to take short modules, and then you are going to go out and experiment with the information that you've learned. You're going to take the action items. Every module will have action items. And then you go and you experiment with them in the salah. Every single person is going to have a different experience. And that's why beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah says, those who are present in their prayers, their own particular prayers. Everybody's presence is going to look different. Everyone's presence is unique to them. So it has to be something that you can customize for yourself. You're entering into a lab where you're able to experiment on yourself. And it's really, really important that we invest with regards to this act of worship that is so crucial to our existence. Your alternatives is you go and you get a couple of books and they tell you, this is what salah looks like. You read about the stories of the Salaf and it tells you that Abdullah ibn Zubair would pray and a catapult would come at him, a boulder being catapulted at the Kaaba, and it would come between his beard and his chest, and he wouldn't move. And you're like, oh my God, my prayer doesn't look anything like that. Guess what? Barely anybody's prayer ever looks like that. And so sometimes reading these books can actually cause you confusion because you don't realize these are examples of people who experience things in a moment in time, in a moment of flow. But that doesn't mean that that's the standard that you know you need to hold yourself accountable to. And that's the purpose of going through this process with a teacher, that they're able to navigate for you what is something that is aspirational versus something that is pragmatic and realistic versus counterposing it with something that is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that will kind of make it way more attainable to you. So you take that beautiful narrations about Ibn Zubayr and Imam al-Bukhari and other things that we're going to go over in the course, but at the same time, you juxtapose it with the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had the most khushu' of anybody, would be able to pray and at the same time hear the crying of a baby in the salah and shorten his prayer due to what he hears of the crying of the baby. So does that mean to have khushu', I have to be like someone who doesn't hear anything and isn't moved by a boulder flying at me? Or can I have khushu', but at the same time be aware of my surroundings? These are the questions that we're going to answer, inshallah ta'ala, in this class. And what you're going to find is that wherever you are right now, the goal is to let you know that we're not going to be going into the detail of what invalidates your prayer and what, you know, what the pillars of prayer are and the sunnah of prayers are and all of these types of things. That's not what this class is about. And at the same time, this isn't a binge-worthy lecture series. This isn't you jumping into a car and listening to 10 hours of content or anything like that. This is a workshop. And this isn't a workshop to teach you the rituals, like this is how you bow and this is how you stand up and all of these types of things. But it is a workshop to teach you how to be present in your prayer. That's the goal. We're going to go over the meanings of the prayer because that helps with regards to your presence. We're going to talk about variety because variety is one of the greatest things that helps you with presence. But at the same time, it's not going to be confusing. You're not going to be super overwhelmed because there are meanings that I'm going to communicate for the beginner student, for people who are new Muslims, or for people who aren't necessarily familiar with all of the technical jargon. Inshallah, I'm going to avoid a lot of that technical jargon. And at the same time, we're going to enter into variety for those who are intermediate and advanced, because that is one of the greatest reasons, one of the greatest ways for them to actually have presence in their prayer as well. This is a workshop where you are going to take content and then you have to go and apply it. It's as simple as that. The benefit that you're going to get is going to be directly proportional to you taking the action items and saying, I'm going to go and I'm going to practice this in my salah today, and I'm going to practice it tomorrow, and I'm going to measure, and I'm going to see whether this works for me or if it doesn't. And the reason why it's so unique to you is because I'm going to be presenting a lot of material, and different things are going to work for different people. The sunnah accommodates for so many different aspects of presence in the prayer, and different people are going to relate with different things, but your job is going to be to experiment with what works for you. The Prophet ﷺ, in a beautiful hadith, he says, focus on what benefits you. Underline that word, you. What benefits me is going to be different than what benefits you, and what benefits you is going to be what benefits somebody else. But another important element, because this is a 14-day experience, is the student community. One of my favorite proverbs is an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. Alone, you can watch this entire course probably in 24 hours or even less than that. If you want to go further in your prayer, then you're going to join the student community. You're going to be a part of all of the discussions. You're going to get these suggestions from everybody. We're going to create, inshallah ta'ala, a really beautiful environment. I'm going to be there to answer any questions that people have. Sometimes you might download a book for free, or you go and you purchase a book. I would always encourage you to purchase a book, and Kindle has really made a lot of things easy for people as far as purchasing content. But we rarely actually implement the content that's actually in a particular book. It's a very particular type of person who can actually go through a process alone. There's something amazing about going and seeking knowledge with a group of people together. The scholars, they used to say, knowledge is a kinship between its people. Like, you become like blood brothers and sisters. And so for you to be able to join a student group who are all going on this beautiful journey together, answering questions that you might have, holding you accountable for the things that you said that you were going to do, check-ins, all of these things together will help you go further than you would have had, most likely, if you had done it alone. And that's why, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. I care a lot about this topic. It is imperative that we all learn how to be present in the salah. It's as simple as that. Whether you take this course or whether you decide to go and learn it from any other source. But I encourage you, I implore you to go and learn this, as well as to be able to teach it to others. Because a person's presence in their conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what defines whether a person's prayer is accepted or not. You are standing in front of Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says this really powerful thing. He says the fruit of Hajj is you spending in the path of Allah. The fruit of zakat is that you're purifying your wealth. The fruit of fasting is taqwa, obviously. But the fruit of salah, the very fruit of salah, is that you are turning towards Allah and Allah turns towards you. And so when you're turning to Allah, for you to not be present, for you to be absent as you're turning to Allah is a disaster. It's a catastrophe. That's a problem that we're trying to solve in this course. It's a huge problem. It's one of the greatest pains that the ummah feels, everybody. And it is the one that we're setting out to solve, inshallah ta'ala. We want to be able to together solve this problem, inshallah ta'ala, for ourselves, as well as be able to learn the mechanics so that we can go out and teach this to other people as well. Teach it to our family members, teach it to our children, teach it to our friends, teach it in our communities, so that inshallah ta'ala, we can all become a community that has a present prayer. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says that the fruit of salah, and he mentions the fruits of every act of worship, the fruit of fasting is taqwa of Allah, the fruit of zakah is that you're purifying your wealth, but the fruit of salah is that you are standing in front of Allah, you are turning towards Allah, and Allah turns towards you. And so for a person to be standing in front of the King of Kings and to be absent and to not be present, even though that is such a crucial element of your prayer being accepted, is a disaster that we have to resolve. It is a crisis that we need to solve. And so in this course, inshallah ta'ala, as a community, that's what we're looking to do. I look forward to you joining. I look forward to starting, inshallah ta'ala. See you very soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.